Hi, for those of y'all that I haven't met, my name is Dawson McGee. I'm currently a senior at Covenant, where I've been going since I was in kindergarten. As a kid, I was raised in a Christian home with two parents who loved the Lord and made it their priority to teach us about Him. When I was 7 years old, I understood that I was a sinner in need of God's grace, and I decided to trust Christ for my salvation. Even though I have known God's goodness from a young age, I have still struggled with things such as anger, self-centeredness, lust, among other things. But my core sin struggle has always been idolatry. For those of y'all that aren't familiar with the word idolatry, it simply means that you are putting someone or something above God in your life. You know that something is an idol when you devote most of your time and energy to it, think about it in your spare time, or get angry when that thing is taken away. It's the thing that you think, if I just have this, then I will have joy. This kind of joy that we seek is the kind that we can only get from God. Despite the fact that my idols have changed throughout the years, the thing that they all have in common is that they often gain most or all of my attention, leaving me to be lazy and apathetic about all other areas of my life. While idols can be different for everybody, my biggest idol has always been media, particularly video games. While it may seem crazy to some of y'all that something like video games can become an idol, it was something that captured my attention. I always wanted to play more than I had time to, and I almost always got mad when I had to stop playing. I spent so much time sitting isolated at home, not caring about anything else except what was going on at the moment. This isolation that I experienced was one that took control of me emotionally and made me visibly angry. While I searched for joy in surrounding myself with media, it ultimately left me empty and left me with less time to improve my relationship with God and with others. Because of my idolatry, I became further isolated from everyone and began to become selfish and entitled as a result of my anger. As my parents grew concerned about my idolatry, my lazy habits, and my apathetic attitude toward my relationship with God, they decided to ground me for a couple of months and further teach me the importance of hard work by making me pay for or take care of anything except for food and housing for the summer between my sophomore and junior year. This rocked my world, and while it infuriated me at the time, it was easily the best thing that they could have done for me. My relationship with God grew much stronger during this time, and I realized what all I've been missing by wasting my time being isolated. Sometime during those next few weeks, my dad decided to schedule a meeting with the two of us and the other dads in our community group. These men gave me their own personal examples of things that have been idols in their lives and encouraged me on how to overcome my lazy and apathetic ways, as well as praying for me and writing me notes of encouragement. Even though we talked mostly about laziness and idolatry, the biggest takeaway I had from that meeting was how important community was. Something about that meeting really reminded me of how important it was to have godly counsel speaking into our lives. And I saw a great example of this in how these men gave advice to one another and kept each other accountable in every area of their lives. Having been super inspired by this, I felt like the thing I should do was to confess everything that had been going on to the guys in my small group. They graciously accepted me and spoke biblical truth into my life. And they also loved me enough to help keep me accountable with these sin struggles and to call me out when I reverted to my sinful patterns. One of my favorite verses is Proverbs 27:17, which reads, "As iron sharpens iron, so a friend sharpens a friend." This verse is one that has always reminded me of the importance of community and that spending time with godly fellowship sharpens us into becoming people that look more like Christ. While I still struggle with idolatry, isolation, and laziness, I find the more time I spend with godly counsel, specifically my small group, who are encouraging me and giving me wise direction, the less likely I am to act on these sin struggles, and therefore creating less distractions from my relationship with God. I pray for everyone listening to this that you would seek godly counsel and be accepting of what they have to say. In an effort to deal with whatever you struggle with whatever your struggle may be, for those of y'all that are already in a small group, I encourage y'all to go all in, to be open with your group, and that you would seek accountability and give accountability to others. Thank you all for listening.